中文的圣经是在旧约两百五十六页。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
第十一节。
11.
以色列众人来到耶和华你神所选择的地方，朝见他。那时你要在以色列众人的面前将这个律法念给他们听。12.
12.
要召集他们男女以及孩子，并成立聚集的，使他们来听，使他们来好学习，好好来敬畏耶和华你们的神，遵守遵行这律法的一切话。13.
13.
也要使他们未曾晓得这个律法的儿女得以听见学习敬畏耶和华你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为基业之地存活的日子，要常常这样行。这个神借着摩西写上了新命记。
And God used Moses to write Deuteronomy.
他要叫以色列人在神所选择的地方来朝见他。
To ask Israelites to worship him in his chosen place.
就是如同今天是真耶稣教会是神所设立的教会。
Just like True Jesus Church is established by God.
有神的名的地方来敬拜他。
With the name on the church to worship him.
并且要常常来召集。
And we should assemble together all the time.
就今天的弟兄姐妹。
Just like brother and sister today.
以及我们的孩子。
Including the children.
就是现在的青少年。
Just like the youth today.
要常常他们来听神的道理。
Should all assemble together listen to the truth.
能够好好的学习道理。
And to learn the truth.
如何来敬拜神。
How to worship God.
如何来为人。
How to be a good man.
今天如何来成为一个基督徒。
How to be a good Christian.
就在我们活的时间。
And during our life.
这个地方提到说这个过约旦河要得基业之地。
And here across the river of Jordan to possess.
那是以色列百姓过红海这个过旷野的时候。
And when Israelites passed the wilderness.
经过很多的艰难。
They've been troubled a lot.
那么目的就是要进到迦南美地。
The purpose is going to the promised land.
那么今天我们在社会上。
Today we are in this world.
在我们的生活当中。
In our life.
也有经过很多的艰难。
We've been through a lot.
但是我们的目的将来呢，就是遵守道理，能够到了天上。
But the purpose for us to live is to keep His word and go into the beauty land.
那我们还没到天上。
Before we reach the land,
我们存活在这个世界。
We live in this world.
我们就要天天的来聚会。
We have to day and day worship God.
不但是成人聚会，连这个小孩也要聚会。
Not only for the adult, including the children.
所以我们有晚上的聚会。
Therefore, we have evening service.
有安息日的聚会。
We have Sabbath service.
还有青少年的儿童聚会。
We have religious education class.
也有些的地方还有团契的聚会。
And there are even fellowship.
这个都是要来学习神的道理。
All these function in order for us to learn the truth.
那么在主里面能够彼此来交通。
In Christ we can communicate with each other.
今天我们都是神的儿女。
Today we are all children of God.
我们再看新命记的这个第十四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 14.
新命记十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 14.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为你归耶和华你的神为圣洁的民，耶和华从地上的万民当中拣选你，特别做他自己的子民。在旧约有这么记载。
In the Old Testament, there's a record.
神从万民当中把人类选召出来，做他为这个特别的子民。
Among all nations, God chose His chosen one.
那么在新约里面也有记载。
In the New Testament, there is a record too.
我们看加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
二十六节到了二十九节。
26 to 29.
那么我请大家一起来把它念出来。
And I ask everybody to read it out.
好，加拉太书第三章二十六节预备起。
Chapter 26, verse 6.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子， 里面受洗归入基督的都是携带基督了。28节，并不分犹太人、叙利亚人、自主的、废奴的、客男客女，因为你们在基督里都是成为一了。29节，你们既然属于基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，也照着应许所产业的。这个地方啊，就提到我们相信了主耶稣。
Here we believe in Christ。
我们都要成为神的儿女。
We are all become Jesus' children。
是因为我们接受神的宝血来洗去了我们的罪。
Because we receive His precious blood baptism, wash away our sin。
成为义人。
To become a righteous man。
成为神的儿女。
To become His children。
我们都在耶稣基督的宝血里面。
We are all in His precious blood。
就不分你是哪一种国家、哪一种民族的人。
We are not going to differentiate which nation you are coming from。
啊，那么今天在全世界有很多很多是我们神的教会。
And today in this world there are so many churches, so many true churches in this world。
就是在同一个时间也是一样的遵守神的道理。
At the same time they worship and keep the commandment。
来纪念安息圣日的聚会。
To commemorate the Sabbath service。
一方面敬拜神。
One hand to worship God。
一方面彼此学习道理。
On the other hand learn the truth。Mutually,
来造就我们啊，造就我们自己。
To benefit ourselves,
所以灵恩会就是要造就我们自己。
Therefore, spiritual convocation is the purpose to benefit ourselves,
让我们的信心能够坚强。
To strengthen our faith,
让我们为人能够真正表现的每一个人都是基督徒的。
And to have a good deeds worthy to be called a Christian,
我们可以回想到。初级使徒时代的教会。
When we call the apostolic times church.
那么五旬节圣灵降临的时候
when the Pentecostal time the Holy Spirit descended
从各国来聚集在耶路撒冷的人
so many people gather in city of Jerusalem
他们都来看看这个声音从哪里出来
they want to see where this voice coming from
他们听了之后
when they heard
他们吓了一跳
they are surprised
这个地方都是加利利的人
And all these from Galilee.
但为什么会讲是我们故乡的乡谈呢
These people from Galilee, how can they speak their my like country tongue?
听出来是我们每一个人的这个国家，每一个人的民族的语言。
And it sounds like all according to our language.
来称赞神伟大。
To praise the Lord.
每一个国家的人都是听了他们国家的语言。
And every nation listen to their own language.
可是真正祷告的人是一个地方，是加利利的人。
But the person who pray is in one place, Galilee.
他们非常惊讶。
They are surprised.
为什么这个事情
？Why this happen?
所以彼此谈论。
They are talk to each other.
为什么有这个事情
？Why all these things happen?
那么在那个时候
，At that time,
也有一些人来看了。
There are some people come to see.
因为祷告的声音相当的大。
Some people pray with a loud voice.
所以来的人来的很多。
So many people come towards them.
有的人呢却听不懂。
Some people will not understand what they are speaking.
他们是皮笑了。
They slander them.
他们是在做什么
？What are they doing？
他们讲的话我们怎么听不懂呢
？What are they talking about？
一直看他们身体会震动。
And see their body movement.
他们说啊，这个是。啊，喝了酒了。
And this is drunk.
这酒醉了。
And too much wine.
那为什么他们听不懂
？Why do they understand?
Don't they understand? 同样的是人。
They are all human.
为什么他们这些人呢、啊？每一个国家的人，他们听得懂
？And why these people would understand from their own language?
因为圣经里面说他们是虔诚的人。
Because Bible tells us they are a humble man.
他们是敬拜神的人。
They are the worshipper.
所以神就让他们听到他们祷告的声音，他们是。啊，他们的国家的语言。
God opened their ear, would understand what is speak in tongue.
那么有些人听不懂。
Some people would not understand.
他们不是虔诚的人。
They are not the humble worshipper.
那么神就不会开启他们的耳朵。
God would not open their ears.
因为他们不是虔诚的人。
Because they are not godly people.
他们不是来看热闹。
They all come for the crowd.
所以他们就在那里来嗤笑。
Therefore, they are laughing.
所以这个声音很大。
And this is a big voice. And they are talking on this side. On the other side, they are criticized.
祷告的时候啊，他们十二个门徒都是听得很清楚。
And these 12 disciples, when they pray, they hear clearly.
听到人家在那个地方来批评。
They heard somebody criticize them.
就在那里来议论。
And somebody judged them.
所以彼得跟十一个使徒就站起来了。
Then right now Peter with 11 disciples stood up.
就大声地说。
And speak loudly.
你们以为这些人是酒醉吗？
And do you think they are drunk?
现在不过是上午的九点钟。
And this is the morning 9 o'clock.
竟然是先知所预言的。
This is the prophecy from the prophet.
后来彼得在那个地方，他只开了第一场的布道会。
And Peter right there opened the first evangelical service.
来介绍耶稣是天上的真神。
To introduce God is the heavenly God.
他为了救世界上的人类，他道成肉身到世界上。
In order to save mankind, he manifested in flesh.
他是世界上的那个救主。
And he is the savior of all mankind.
你们就把他钉在十字架上。
But now you nail him on the cross.
他死了以后又复活了。
And he died and raised.
他来传这个道理。
And he preached this gospel.
又说这个我如果没有去，他就不来。
He mentioned if he did not go, the Holy Spirit would not come.
今天他真的来了。
Today Holy Spirit comes.
就是神的灵。
That's Spirit of God.
就是保惠师的圣灵。
And this is the Spirit of the Counselor.
很多人听了之后。
And so many people heard the sermon.
他们心里很难过。
And they feel hurt in their heart.
他们就来问这个彼得他们了。
They asked Peter and the crowd.
弟兄们啊，我们应当怎么做？
Brothers, what should we do?
彼得很快
Peter, very fast,
毫无考虑的
without any thought.
你们要悔改
You have to repent.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗
Be baptized in his name.
你们的罪能够得赦免
Then you will be forgiven in your sin.
又能够得到用刑的圣灵
You will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
那么众人听了之后
And the crowd have heard the lesson.
圣灵的感动
And the movement of the Holy Spirit.
他们接受主耶稣了
They receive Jesus.
所以那一天呢受洗的人就有3000人。
That day 3,000 baptized.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第二章。
Please see Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章就是经过从五旬节到了这个彼得他们站起来布道。
Chapter 2 start from Pentecostal time.Until Peter preached the gospel.
有人来接受洗礼了。
Someone received the baptism.
就成为一个教会。
Become a church.
好，我们看《使徒行传》的第二章41节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
啊，已是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒又添了3000人。42节。
42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。拨饼祈祷，再看个46节。
46，
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。47节。
47，
赞美神得众民的喜爱，是将得救的人天天地加给了他们。这个就是啊，彼得。开始布道成立教会的经过
And this is a result after Peter preaching a group of people together.
那么使徒时代的教会
In the apostolic time church,
他们都是这个恒心遵守使徒的教训
They devote themselves to the apostles' teaching.
那么天天的同心合意
Every day they gather together with one mind.
在聚会
In one temple,
在查考道理
Study the truth.
所以这个就是今天我们还要努力的地方。
And this is something we should put our effort in.
圣经里面有很多要让我们来学习它的。
Bible teach us so many places we can learn from it.
我也相信我们温哥华教会啊，就是很热心。
I believe Vancouver Church is a very zealous church.
我4年前来。
4 years ago, I came here.
啊，信徒才啊100多人。
That time only 100 over members.
感谢主了。
Thank the Lord.
这一次来的时候。
This time.
又增加了啊100多。
There's another addition, 100.
这个是一个荣耀神的事。
This is a glorified to His name.
看到我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家见面都很高兴。
Especially when I see each other of you, everyone with a joyful face.
我们温哥华教会的弟兄姐妹大概啊四分之中啊，我认识有3分。
Among three-quarter of people here I know.
那么一分呢，就是新受洗的。
First, another quarter, which is new baptized here.
那么这两个礼拜当中呢，也慢慢的也熟悉了。
In these 2 weeks, I getting know each other.
所以我们的教会里面，
In our church,
就要像属督时代一样,
we should just like apostolic time,
要彼此交接,
we should do a fellowship.
但是彼此交接,
when we do the fellowship,
这而我们让我们来知道,
should let us know,
到底要交接什么?
What should we do?
我们不是借着这个会堂里面聚会完了, 就在那里交接做生意。
Not only use the chapel after the sermon, we do fellowship to do business.
他们交接是跟着这个属徒的教训。
They fellowship according to the teaching of apostles.
也就是属徒传给他们的道理。
Which is the a teaching that apostle teach them.
他们要彼此交接。
They are going to do fellowship.
那么彼此交接是服侍。
Fellowship means service.
一个人不能交接。
One person cannot do fellowship.
啊，就是两个人以上。
More than two.
啊、才能够彼此交接。
More than two, you can have communication.
要交接什么？
What do you have to communicate?
是交接神的道理。
To communicate with the truth.
属徒们的见证。
The teaching from the apostles.
来坚固了他们彼此的信心。
To enhance their faith.
所以我们昨天呢，这个谢长老也讲过了。
Yesterday, Elder Shea mentioned.
他是写在圣经里面的。
It's written in Bible.
我们再来看一次。
Let's all read one more time.
啊，《使徒行传》的第十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
第十七章的第十节。
Acts 17 verse 10.
啊，第十节。
10.
弟兄们，随时在夜间打发保罗和希拉往这个比利亚去。两个人到了，就进入犹太人的会堂。十一节。
11.
这个地方的人啊，善于。帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这个道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这个道理是是与不是。啊，当时这个比利亚的地方
，and here there's a place called Berea。
啊，他们得甘心领受这个道理。
The people in Berea are willing to receive the truth。
天天查考圣经
，they study the truth every day。
是比这个帖撒罗尼迦的信徒还要强。
Which they are more noble character than the Thessalonian。
啊，今天我们温哥华教会
，today Vancouver Church
有进步的表现。
We can see our progress。
我们上午两节，下午还有两节。
We have two section morning, two afternoon sections。
为什么不讲一节
？Why？We just not
这个讲道的时间又多长了一个小时。
And we extend one more hour for for sermon.
就是要多听一些神的道理。
In order to learn more about the truth.
多查考一点神的道理。
To study more about the truth.
我们已经知道我们的教会的道理是纯正的。
Since we all know we preach the complete truth.
但是还不够。
But it's not.
我们还要加强的查经聚会。
We should emphasize our Bible study.
要知道这个道理是非常的完全的。
We should learn and know the truth completely.
是不是传备的
？Whether that truth is complete.
我们有没有把握可以来把我们传备的道理来传给这个很多的外邦朋友
？Do we have the confidence to preach such a complete truth to truth seeker?
我们自己如果没有把握。
If we do not have the confidence,
我们自己如果没有信心。
If we do not have the faith,
我们没有勇敢来向外面来传道的。
We do not brave enough, we are not brave enough to preach the gospel.
所以为了要来充实，我们要彼此交接。
In order to enhance this part, we have to communicate with each other with the truth.
比如说，耶稣说了。
For example, Jesus said,
你们相信我的人,
For those who believe me,
将来要从你们的腹中流出活水的江河来,
there will be a wellton, the fountain of water come to your inside.
耶稣讲这句话乃是相信他的人将来要得到圣灵说的。
And the purpose for Jesus say that for those people who is going to receive the Holy Spirit.
后来五旬节的时候圣灵真的从天上降下来。
In the pastoral time, Holy Spirit descendant
来证明耶稣说的话实现了。
To prove God's word, Jesus' word.
所以耶稣所说的话都有能力。
Therefore, Jesus' words has the power.
我们信徒当中彼此交接的时候
，When we communicate with each other,
就要查考这个道理。
We should learn, study the truth.
是不是耶稣说的话都是实在的
？And does Jesus' words has the power?
没有体验。
Without experience,
我们凭什么来看这本圣经
？How can we read the Bible?
所以昨天释长老说了。
Yesterday, Elder Xue mentioned.
啊，圣经是人写的。
And Bible is written by man.
你随便他要怎么写都可以。
You can write whatever you want.
但是你要相信他。
But in order to believe it,
是要配合你的体验。
You have to add on your experience.
才能够来证明这个圣经里面说的是实在。
In order to prove whatever written here is the truth.
那这个是要靠着我们彼此交接来查考到。
That would need the fellowship among us to study the truth.
又查考到这个耶稣从死里复活。
When we study the resurrection of the Jesus.
我们天天呢要来彼此查考圣经。
And all these contents is the item for the fellowship.
来充实我们自己。
And to equip ourselves.
我对天上的飞鸟。
And I see the birds in the sky.
或者走动的走兽。
Or the species on the land.
比如说牛啦，羊啦。
For the oxen or the sheep.
小白兔啦。
Or the rabbit.
是老鼠啦。
Or the mice.
啊，还是小虫。
Or the small insect.
我都非常有兴趣。
I have a strong interest on them.
我不但兴趣。
Not only interesting.
我要仔细地看它。
I observe them clearly.
为什么它会这样走动？
How can they move like that?
它是怎么能够活的呢？
How can they live?
啊，它的生活动作。
All his motions.
我们要看看它。
We have to observe them.
这个是一本活生生的一本圣经啊。
This is a life.Bible.
啊，活生生的一本课本。
This is a life teaching.
所以我们借助这个啊，走兽、飞鸟、小虫，来得到很多的道。
Through God's creation, we can learn a lot of truth from them.
这些都是要让我们来观赏它。
All these we should appreciate.
在约伯记第十二章里面。
From Job 12.
他说你要问走兽。
You have to ask the animal.
你要去问空中的飞鸟。
You have to ask the bird in the sky.
啊，他都会指教你的。
They will teach you.
既然他能够指教我们
since they can teach you,
他总是比我们行。
In other words, they are capable than us.
我们今天有读这个学校。
Today we learn from school.
有的当了这个啊，硕士、博士。
You may have master or doctor degree.
或者是学校的老师。
Or the teacher of the school.
他还看不懂这个。生物的活动
and they may not observe so carefully about these animals
带来了什么的教训
and what these animals can teach them
所以我以前有养过那个蚕、啊、那个白白的一个小虫它会吐那个丝蚕、
啊、before I raise can I raise a wormwaste a worm to produce the silk.
可能有的人有养过
And you may raise before.
可能人没有养过
And you may not raise before.
但是可以看过
But you may see before.
这个蚕有很多的道理
All these worms you can learn the teaching from them.
它不能随便吃东西的
And they cannot eat whatever they want to.
它一定要吃这个桑叶
They have to eat the special leaves.
那桑叶有那个软的还有嫩的
And these kind of leaves contain hard one or the soft one.
那么这个蚕子中国中国字很难写。
In Chinese character, this word is very hard to write.
但是这个蚕啊，这个蚕呢、啊，有一个简单的简写方法，就是上面一个天。
And this word you can use a simple way.
哎，那么下面一个虫。
The content is on the top is the heaven and insect.
也叫做天虫。
In other words, is the worm of the heaven.
那么神看我们世界上的人就好像一条虫。
And when God look at us, we are just like the worm.
那么这个蚕子特别称它为天虫。
And since the worm being called us the worm of the heaven,
也不算这个一条或者是一尾。
It's not counted by one.
啊，算这个虫蚕啊，这个蚕呐、啊，就是要算这个一心两心的。
And therefore, they counted by a batch.
啊，这个心就是我们身体的心。
In other words, it counted by body, each body.
天虫一心两心。
Therefore, they count this kind of worm by body.
你如果仔细的看它
，when you observe carefully,
它在吃东西。
When they eat,
啊，是它的嘴巴是这样子的，这样夹的。
And they eat like the
这样横着吃。
Or they eat on the horizontal way.
那个桑叶呢，它不是这样吃的。
Therefore, they eat not not up and down.
它是这样吃的。
But on a horizontal way, the other way.
而且吃了之后呢，就往好像那个锄头啊，在挖地一样，这样子慢慢的吃下去。
And when they eat, just like a prowling the ground.
啊，那么一张的桑叶
And one piece of leaf.
不是只有一心在那里吃。
Not only one worm will take.
有时候有五个身，有六身在那一起吃。
You will see five or six worms eat the same leaf.
哈，那你有养个蚕，你就可以看到。
If you have raised the worm, you will know.
这里面有道理呢。
There's a teaching in there.
啊，所以这边呢，就在那里一直挖。
And this side, one worm will eat.
啊，这边呢一直在挖。
On the other side, the other one will take.
啊，那么在挖的时候呢，有时候这个头会抬起来。
And sometimes you can see they raise their head, lift up their head.
他会问对方的。
They will ask on the other side.
哎，啊，你这个吃了好吃不好吃？
How do you like? How do you like the leaves?
啊，这只这一个这一心呢，起来不大好吃。
On the other side, will shake the hand. No, not very good on this leaf.
所以你可以看那个。这个蚕在吃桑叶的时候，有的在点头，有的是摇头。
When you observe them carefully, they may knock their head or shake their head.
那么所有的活物
，all the living creatures，
凡是有生命的
，as long as they have life，
它都会讲话。
They will speak.
这蚂蚁也会讲话。
Even the ant will talk.
你看，我们听不到蚂蚁讲话。
We cannot listen to ants talk.
可是你看它的动作。
But when you observe their motion，
它里面没有这个队长。
They don't have the commander.
没有吹喇叭的。
They do not have a trumpet.
他出来走路啊，会排的。
When they come out, they will line up.
如果前面呢有一只蚂蚁
，If the first one
不小心给一个小孩把他这个弄死了
，and killed by a children，
这个蚂蚁跑到这边来
，and the other side, the another ant，
看到这个蚂蚁的尸体
，we saw the body of the other ant，
他赶快往后面跑。
Right away, he will flee away.
又碰到另外一只蚂蚁
，and reach to another ant，
会传警告
，and he will warn them。
你要小心。
Be careful.
啊，在前面有车祸。
And there's an accident in the front.
被压死了。
And one of fellow being crashed.
好了，那么这一次也转过头。
And the other one will return.
他的头上有两只丝丝。
And you can see they have antennas.
他会打电报。
And they will issue the signal.
哎，有时候见面的时候要 hello, how are you?
And they will talk with their antennas.
哎，那就很危险。
And that's the dangerous over there.
Okay, 赶快去传。
And right away they can.
一只传一只，那整个列的蚂蚁马上分散。
And you can see right away the whole row of ants returned.
所以这个蚂蚁会讲话。
They would talk.
那么这个蚕也一样会讲话。
Same thing with the worm.
啊，圣经里面说。
And the Bible says.
将来我们要复活。
In the future we are going to raise again.
我不相信。
I don't think so.
真的有这个事情吗
？And the other say, "Well, do you believe?"
你再看就知道。
You will see.
好，他们头啊，又往下一直在挖，一直吃。
And once again, they will eat the leaves.
那么在吃的时候。
During the eating,
啊，这个布道会的道理
，and such a wonderful,
这个比较浅呐、
啊。This is simple in the eventual night. I can understand right away.
你不用思考
，and without thinking.
就好像吃饭的时候啊，你吃稀饭不要咬太多。
Just like the congee when you eat, you don't eat too many bites.
就要咬多了。
But when you eat the solid food, you need bites.
一个人吃饭哈、啊，在标准的吃法。
For a person to eat a meal with a standard.
啊，你这个咬一口要咬36下。
You have to take 36 bites in order to swallow.
如果这样子吃法，你一定啊一生当中不会带胃病。
And if you use practical this standard 36 times, then you will not have a
stomach
ache.
有的装了饭，
Some people take the rice.
两箱下就把它吃光了。
And you will finish in three bites.
年轻的时候很健壮。
You will feel nothing in your, when you are young.
年纪大了，的确色子长有毛病了。
But when you get old, you will have a problem on your stomach.
因为你没有仔细的咬。
Because you do not carefully bite it.
今天我们听道理一样的。
Same thing when we listen to the truth.
把神的道理如同食物要把它吃掉。
We are going to eat the truth just like you eat the food.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第看15章。
Jeremiah 15.
耶利米书第十五章
，Jeremiah 15,
十六节
，16,
十五章十六节
，Jeremiah 15 verse 16,
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当着食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是称为你名下的人。这个地方，耶利米先知说了
，Here Prophet Jeremiah said，
他说。 我是称为你名下的人。
And we are called under your name.
今天我们每一位信徒都在耶稣基督的名下。
Today we are all under his name.
我们应该心中呢会欢喜快乐。
We should be have the delight in our heart.
为什么我们的心中会欢喜快乐？
Why we have this joy in our heart?
因为我们的心里面有神的语言。
Because in our heart we have the truth of God.
那么神的语言怎么能够在我们的里面呢？
Why the truth of God can dwell in us?
是因为把它当作食物，把它吃了。
Because we eat them just like we eat the food.
那什么叫做吃了？
What does that mean you eat?
吃下面有一个了。
You eat it, you have eaten.
就要把这个这一顿菜，这一顿饭，要统统把它吃了。
In other words, you have to finish the full course.
你吃的时候把它咬。
When you eat, you chew.
咬得仔细。
And you chew it carefully.
才能够吞下去。
Then you can swallow.
你不能吃一半。
You cannot halfway.
有的到教会来。
When you come to the church.
这个钟已经咬了。
And the bell has rang.
还没看到呢。
And you haven't seen him.
聚会一半了。
Halfway through.
他才进来。
And the person come in.
聚会还没完。
Not even finished the sermon.
他就出去了。
And he left.
这样子吃不饱的。
And he did not finish the whole course.
吃不了。
In other words, he did not finish the whole meal.
吃了。
We have to finish them all.
一个人吃了。
When you finish it all,
他会饱足。
You will feel content.
身体健康。
You will get healthy body.
整个道理都听了。
Then you, when you finish the whole truth,
表示他的营养是均匀的。
In other words, your nurturing wealth standard is good.
那对他的灵性有相当的帮助。
They will edify your spiritual cultivation.
所以我们要彼此来交接。
Therefore, we have to do fellowship.
就是要查考道理。
In other words, study the Bible.
彼此来认识。
To understand each other.
耶稣基督就是我们的神，就是我们的救主。
And to know Jesus is the Lord, is our Savior.
查考道理当中。
When you learn the truth.
能够知道永生之道。
You will learn the truth of salvation.
将来我们通通都要升天到天上。
In the future, we are all going to heaven.
有一个经节我是蛮喜欢的。
One verse I particularly like it.
我也常常勉励我们的弟兄姐妹。
I always use that to encourage brothers and sisters.
我看到这一段。新约292面。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
好，我们看第15节。
15.
我们现在教主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这个活着还存留的存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了之人之先。16节。
16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那个在基督里死了的人必先复活。17节。
17.
以后我们这个活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要一直永远同在。18节。
18.
所以你们应当用这些话来彼此劝慰。这个经文。
These few verses.
我一看到我就很高兴。
When I saw it, I feel joy.
因为这个就是我们相信耶稣的最大的目的。
This is the whole purpose for us to believe in Christ.
我们相信耶稣不是为了今生。
When we believe in Christ, not for today's life.
乃是为了将来。
It's for the future life.
我们每一个人相信耶稣的人。
Today we all believe in Christ.
查考道理之后。
When we search the truth.
相信神的话。
We believe his word.
我们遵守道理。
We keep his word.
将来我们都要升天的。
Then we are going to raise and go into heaven.
已经死了的人要先复活。
And the dead will be raised.
我们今天还活着。
Today we are still alive.
还非常的健康。
We are healthy.
如果耶稣来了。
If today Jesus comes.
后堂已经响了。
And you see, you heard the trumpet song.
今天来。
Today's come.
或者是明天来。
Or tomorrow.
我们还活着健康的人不用再死的。
And we are in a healthy condition. We don't need to pass
death. 也不用再生病来埋在土地。
We don't have to go through the sickness to be buried in the ground.
活活的改变了要升天的。
We will be able to change lively.
主耶稣要把我们带到天上。
And Jesus want to lift us up into heaven.
然后带到天国。
And into the heaven.
要跟我们的主耶稣一起同在那个地方。
We are going to stay with Jesus.Over there,
是永远的
which is everlasting.
所以我一看到这一段
when I read through these verses,
我都很感动
I feel touching in my heart.
保罗提说
Because Paul says,
我按照主的话告诉你们一件事。
According to his word, I tell you one thing.
不是很多事。
Not many things.
就是这一件是非常要紧的。
But one thing, this is important.
所以他说，这是告诉你们一件事情。
Therefore, I tell you one thing.
我们将来都要改变升天。
In the future, we are going to change and lift it up.
能够得到永生。
Receive the everlasting life.
所以信徒应该啊，要彼此交接，查考道理。
Therefore, membership should go through the fellowship to study the truth.
好，那么使徒行传的第二章
Apostolical time
里面继续说了这彼此薄饼
Acts chapter 2 saying about breaking the bread.
薄饼的事情在我们这个温哥华在台湾各地方有时候还不大清楚
Breaking the bread not really can be well explained in many places.
那么使徒时代那个时候他们说薄饼一听马上清楚。
When they talk about breaking of the bread, they will understand right away.
因为他们常常在爱餐当中就是薄饼彼此分享。
Because in their fellowship meal, they always breaking the bread.
那么耶稣的教训
Jesus' teaching
也是要我们彼此薄饼。
He want us to break the bread.
使徒他们常常来交接又常常彼此薄饼。
Apostle do the fellowship and breaking the bread.
乃是留下有很多的教训。
And they left so many teaching for us to learn.
我们以为这个薄饼很简单。
We may think breaking a bread is an easy one.
可是听起来并不容易。
But it's not easy to do so.
耶稣在讲道理的时候。
When Jesus preached.
有一次啊，很多人在听他。
One time, so many people listened to his preach.
因为耶稣讲道理很有权柄。
Because Jesus preaching is powerful.
很多能力。
Authorities.
很多人都希望听耶稣的道理。
Many people want to listen to his truth.
那么从早上一直讲，讲到下午。
From the morning to the evening.
快要天色要变暗了。
It's about to the night time.
那么门徒看到这个事情。
When a disciple saw this incident.
他们着急了。
They are worried.
他们就到耶稣那里。
They approach Jesus.
请耶稣把他们散开。
They ask Jesus to dismiss them.
让他们回去。
Ask them to go home.
或者是在半路可以买一些东西吃。
Or they can have something to eat on halfway.
或者找个地方同来休息睡觉。
Or find a place to take a rest.
门徒这样向耶稣说了。
When a disciple put a suggestion to Jesus.
耶稣说不让他们回去。
Jesus said, No, not this way.
你们这些人办给他们吃。
And all you have to prepare the food for them.
这个门徒的头很大了。
And all the disciple they are get a headache.
怎么会这样子呢？
What can I do?
我们怎么能办给他们吃呢？
How can we prepare the food for them?
可是耶稣讲这句话，
But Jesus says so.
他本来就知道他要怎么做。
And he know what should do.
好，耶稣说话了。
Jesus say,
你们看看他们有没有人带吃的东西。
Anybody among the crowd bring any food?
好，门徒开始问了。
And disciples start to ask,
大家有没有拿吃的东西？
Anybody bring food?
那不问还好。
And you better don't ask.
那一问的时候，很多的这个成人啊，可能他们有带东西的，把它藏起来。
And when the disciple asks, some of the adults they may hide their food.
怎么没有人带东西呢？
Nobody bring any food?
很多人只有男生就有5000个。
Because if you count male, that's about 5,000.
那里面真的没有人带东西吗？
And nobody bring the food?
很多人怎么没有带东西呢？
And so many people here, but nobody bring the food.
不吭声。
Because nobody give an answer.
很多大人都没有讲话。
Many adults refuse to answer.
可是一个小孩子。
But a little kid.
他很单纯的。
He's simple.
他也坐在那里听耶稣讲道理。
He's sitting there listening to the truth.
等到问这个有没有人带东西。
When disciple asks anybody bring food.
那小孩子从他的袋子里面说，我这里有。
And the kids say, I got something.
他马上拿出来。
Right away, he put it up.
也不用门徒到他的前面来找。
He doesn't have to. He doesn't need the disciple come to him to search. He put it up.
一个天真可爱的小朋友。
What a simple, wonderful
children. 他也听耶稣的道理。
He listened to the truth.
他也知道这个爱的道理。
He listened to the love of the truth.
知道要帮助人的道理。
He know how to help the people.
所以他拿出来了。
He put it up his offer.
耶稣说了。
Jesus said,
拿过来给我。
Bring it to me.
安德勒从小朋友的手里把这个5个饼2条鱼拿到耶稣的手上。
And the disciple Andrew take the food and give it to Jesus.
好，那么耶稣呢，他就拿起来。
And Jesus lift it up.
他往天祝谢了。
And say thanks to the heaven.
祝谢之后呢，他就拨开。
And after that, he break the bread.
怎么拨开？
How can he break it?
两只手拨开。
With two hands, of course.
拨开之后。
Break it.
要交给门徒。
Give it to the disciple.
门徒再拨开。
And disciples start to break it.
交给很多人。
And give it to the multitude.
耶稣交代。
Jesus say.
50个一排。
50 in a row?
啊，一百个一排。
100 in a row?
他们听了道理之后，
after,
耶稣讲的话，他们都很遵守。
After listening to the truth, they follow Jesus' command.
好，这个门徒们、使徒们，他们把这个擘开的饼拿给听众。
And disciple spread the bread to the multitude.
啊，他们拿了之后，
when they receive it,
他们也是双手擘开。
They also bread it.
我
擘
开之后，我吃一个，这个给你。
When they break it, they eat one piece, and the other piece give it to others.
那这边呢，又送过来了。
And the other one come in.
我再把它擘开。
Then I break it again.
啊，就再交给他。
And give it to him.
把彼此擘开。
They break it
for one another. 把这个饼擘开了，分给他。
They break in the bread and give it to another.
如果里面有贪心的。
If there is a person who is greedy.
没有爱心的。
Have no love at all.
只有自顾自己的
selfish
肚子已经很饿了
because he's hungry
这边送饼来
and this side giving me the bread
他独吞了自己一个人吃下去
he didn't eat them all
他没有分给他
he did not pass it on
如果是很多人这样子的话
if many people do so
那地上呢就没有饼的脆饼脆的这个小饼
then on the ground you will see any left
可是五千多的这个男生
but 5,000 male
妇人儿子不算
and you do not count the female and the children
如果妇人孩子再算下去呢更多的人了
if you count the female lady and the children there were more people
后来呢耶稣说把掉下的这个冰锤统统把它收拾起来
and Jesus commanded the disciple collect all the leftover on the ground
有十二个篮子
use 12 baskets
不是十二个小篮子
not 12 small baskets
不是我们到医院里去看病人了啊，拿了一个这个篮子饼饼小小的装了五个苹果
not the basket only can carry 5 apples
是十二个篮子很大
it's 12 big basket
有时候到田里工作可以带小孩去的
in other words that basket can carry one small child in there
十二个篮子其中的一篮
and one of the basket
要把它装在这个小朋友的袋子
and have to give it back to that kid
是装不下的
and cannot even fit in
因为神的能力
Because God's power,
借着大家的爱心
through the love of everyone,
能够借到之后拨开去给他
when they receive the bread, they can break again and give it to another.
如果没有爱心
without a love,
他不会分给他的
they will not pass the bread on.
彼此拨饼
therefore, they're breaking the bread with another.
这个道理就是彼此相爱
and in other words, you have to love one another.
如果没有彼此相爱
if you don't love one another,
你不能看到神的恩典
you cannot see God's blessing.
所以有的要帮助没有的
For those who have to help those who don't have.
我们教会里面
In the church,
有的比较富有
somebody with a good wealth,
有的经济比较困难
somebody with less wealth,
你就知道了
you know that.
以主耶稣的爱
use God's love.
要爱人如己
you have to love your neighbor.
哎，我有办法，我有的
since I can do it, I have.
帮助你
I help you, you don't have.
等到我以后没有了
one day I don't have.
哎，他已经有了
and you got it.
他也可以来帮助我
and you can give it to me.
这个在我们哥林多后书里面有详细的记载
and there is content as clearly contained in the second Corinthians
好那么我们现在来看罗马书的第十五章
let's turn to Romans 15
罗马书第十五章
Romans 15
第一节
verse 1
我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固的人的软弱不求自己的喜悦个人我们个人不要叫灵舍喜悦使他得到益处建立德性这个是我们坚固的
This is what we're going to be doing
我们的信仰比较坚固的
And since we are strong in faith
你要帮助那信仰比较软弱的
You have to help those who are weak in faith
你要帮助他
You have to help them
让他得到益处
And make them to be benefit
彼此建立德性
And we can help one another to build the faith 有很好的品德 To have a good virtue
所以我们彼此要接纳
Therefore we have to receive and bear one another What I give you,
你接纳,
you receive.
你给我的,
Whatever you give me,
我不嫌什么, 一样的接纳,
I won't despise it, I receive.
可是过去有, 有的信徒,
But some members,
他比较穷,
they are poor,
那么信徒有爱心,
and people with the love,
他呢, 买了米, 买了菜, 鸡肉,
they bought the rice, and give it to them,
帮助他三餐的这个需要,
and even try to help them in the three meals.
那么这个信徒呢?
And this, members,
哎, 你很有爱心,
you have the love.
哎, 感谢主了,
thank the Lord.
谢谢你,
thank you.
因为帮助人呢, 这是一牺牲了, 牺牲了。
Because when you help, you sacrifice yourself.
他帮助他。
And therefore, they get help.
可是呢, 现在用道理要来帮助他。
But when you use the truth, try to help the one.
你这个要抽烟呢?
And you are... smoking.
你在外邦人当中还喝酒啊？
And you drinking?
啊，你有时候还嘴巴很坏啊。
And you speak cross language.
他不高兴。
And he's not happy at all.
啊，有物质方面的这个帮助他会接纳。
And he will receive the material help.
有很好的道理来帮助他，他不接纳。
But he won't receive the spiritual help.
啊，所以圣经里面说我们彼此接纳。
Therefore, here tell us we have to bear one another.
好，我们看。这个哥罗西斯第三章。
Let's turn to Corinthians.
哥罗西斯第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西斯第三章第十二节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。
12.
所以你们既是神的选民，信洁啊慕爱的人，就要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。啊，十三节。
13.
同着这个人与那个人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主这样饶恕你们，你们也要这样的饶恕人。啊，这个道理非常要紧，在我们的生活当中要行出来。
This truth is so important. We have to practice.
因为我们都是神的选民。
We are chosen people of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
所以我们常常要遵守有怜悯的心。
We should have the heart of compassion.
有恩慈的心。
Kindness.
还能够谦虚。
And be humble.
我们是神的选民。
We are chosen ones.
彼此当中不能骄傲。
We should bear with one another. We should not be proud. We should be humble.
我这几天呢，有看到。
These couple days I saw.
他很富有的。
He's rich.
可是他很谦虚。
But he's humble.
一个人谦虚啊，人家都会看出来。
For a humble man, people will see.
有的人呢很骄傲。
Some people would be very proud.
人家是不会欢迎的。
And people will not accept him.
所以圣经里面的道理。
Here, Bible tells us.
还要说这个人跟那个人有嫌隙。
If there is any conflict between each other.
啊，嫌隙台语叫做这里嫌隙。
And in other words, there's a cracking between the relationship.
就是这一个石头，很大的石头。
Even a big stone.
它裂开了。
There's a crack.
从下面可以看到一条这个虹到天上。
And you can see there's a cracking space between the two figures.
没有办法合起来。
You cannot put them together.
这个是 crack.
That is the crack.
那么为什么会这样子呢？
What these things happen?
就是他不能这个彼此剥饼。
Because they cannot break the bread with one another.
我的意见跟你的意见不能相合。
My view is different from your view, cannot come together.
你剥饼给我，我不接纳。
When you break the bread to me, I don't receive.
你有很好的道理讲给我听，我不接受。
You have the good truth telling me, I don't accept.
所以这个嫌隙永远不能合起来。
Therefore, the crack cannot be healed.
永远都一个间隔。
You will see the crack forever.
那么耶稣的道理不是这样子的。
But Jesus Christ's truth is not teaching us this way.
我们是要合为而一。
We have to unite in one.
在教会里面要合而为一。
In the church, we have to unite in one.
同是一家人。
As one family.
同是主耶稣的身体。
As the one body of Christ.
我们是彼此做肢体的。
We are all members.
那么这个肢体有受伤了。
If one member get hurt,
你这边的肢体要马上来照顾他。
The other side of the member should take care of this side.
而且嘴巴要赶出来叫出来。
And you have to yell it out because hurting.
这个是一个身体的这个所有的精神。
And this is the spirit of one body.
所以圣经里面说，
Bible tell us,
有人得到荣耀，
if one person receive glory,everybody happy.
一个人得到病痛，
if a person gets sick,
大家为他伤心，
everybody feels sad.
所以一个人能够得到荣耀，
if a person receive glory,
是整个教会的荣耀，
which is the glory of the whole church.
我们不允许教会里面有一个人来受伤。
We do not allow any people get hurt in our church.
那这样子呢，就是要努力追求有一个爱。
This is what we have to pursue on, pursue the love.
不管你对他好不好，
no matter how good or bad to
him, 他还是用爱来对待你。
And he still used the love to treat you.
以善来胜恶。
And use the good to conquer evil.
不要被恶来胜了善。
But don't be conquered by the evil.
这个是神的道理。
This is the truth of God.
所以我们要努力。
We have to strive.
像门徒一样的。
Just like the apostles.
啊，真正的彼此剥饼。
And we can break the bread.
我们有时候。
Sometimes.
你看到打乒乓球。
We see play ping pong.
一个白球从这边打过来，这边打过去。
And small white balls jumping around the table.
这个里面有道理的呀。
There's a truth in here.
因为我们看人家乒乓比赛。
When we see the ping pong game.
这里面有道理。 There is the truth. 有什么道理？
What is the teaching?
就是彼此之间在那里打乒乓球。
In other words, you play ping pong with one another.
那你打乒乓球的时候，
When you play ping pong,
还要用力。
You have to use your strength.
还要杀球。
Sometimes you have slam.
然后抬起来还要顿下去。
You have to use your strength to play.
有一次在台湾嘛。
One time in Taiwan.
有这个乒乓球的友谊赛。
There is a table tennis game.
刚好在楼上。
In the upstairs,
那么下面呢是儿童聚会。
And downstairs is the children class.
那儿童聚会抗议啊。
And children class, they really protest.
他说：“老师
，teacher，
楼上在做什么
？What they are doing upstairs？”
他说：“楼上在打乒乓球的。
”And upstairs play the ping pong games.、
那个小朋友说了。
The children says,
楼上的人都没有爱心。
The upstairs has no love.
为什么没有爱心呢、
？Why？
你仔细听。
You listen carefully.
上面一直放杀杀杀。
They always say kill.
把对方杀死。
And they try to kill the other side.、
这个杀人是犯罪的呀。
And killing is the sin.
因为我当时在嘉义教会，我当教务。
At that time, I was religious affair in Jia Yi Church.
我就到楼上去。
I went to the upstairs.
他们打得很热烈。
And they are playing viciously.
这个楼盘哈，都打得胖胖的。
And you can even feel the floor shaking.
还有这个。这样子打的，还有这个反手打的。
And you can see the back hands, the right hands, whatever hands.
打的时候都是，好戏好戏。
And you can see they want to kill the other side.
让对方怕蛋。
And in other words, they want to die. They want to kill the other side.
我说 stop 哇，你那那比赛哦。
And I say stop, you shouldn't do that.
楼下小朋友抗议啊。
Because downstairs there's a class.
怎么打乒乓球要让对方死呢
？And how can you play ping pong want to kill the other side?
哎呀，把他杀。
And you always want to kill.
他说这个长老。
I say.Elder,
打乒乓球不说杀哈，那个力气啊拿不出来了。
If you don't say kill and you cannot use your strength,
我说这样不对。
This is not right.
哎呀，你要让那个小朋友难过。
You actually create fear. 那要
怎么喊呢
？To children, what should I do?
我说长老告诉你。
Let me show you.
我教你们一招。
Let me teach you.
你要杀球的时候
，When you want to slam,
你可以我爱你。
You can say I love you.
我爱你。
And I love you.
你可以打出去呀。
Same thing you can use.
但是长老这个不一样嘞。
Say, no, 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 no.
我说你们总是要改呀、
啊。And you should change.
好，所以打乒乓球你可以看。
And play ping pong, you will watch.
对方啊，打了一个很强的球过来。
When a very strong ball hit into your court.
那么这边能够接球的才是技术高明。
And from the person on the other side can receive that ball, that's the skill.
这边也是强球。
If that side is a strong one.
这边强球。
The other side is strong one.
那最可怜的就是那个球。
And the most pitiful one is that ball.
现在打了就破了。
And even break the ball.
如果这个球是我们自己的孩子。
If the ball is our children.
你爸爸骂妈妈。
And when the father rebuked the mother.
妈妈也不客气地还手，一直骂他。
And the mother rebuked the father.
那孩子在中间。
And the children in the between.
你要看到爸爸生气，又看到妈妈生气。
When the kids watch the anger of the parents.
所以问题的家庭就会跑出问题的儿童出来。
It's a problem family will have a problem kids.
如果这边啊打这个球很强。
If once I issue a strong ball.
你可以很温柔地把它接上来。
But you can gently just receive that ball.
这个圣经里面有的啊。
There's a teaching in Bible too.
我们看。这个箴言第十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 15.
箴言第十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
好，挥打柔和，使怒消退；言语不暴戾，足动怒气。这个地方说我们讲话。
He says when we talk.
如果很温柔。
When we have a gentle answer,
让对方很非常的暴戾，很暴躁来，他的声音呢会静下来。
We will turn away the anger.
所以我们有时候看这个乒乓比赛。
When we watch the ping pong games,
你可以学一些道理。
You can learn something.
好，所以信徒当中
，in our members,
我们要彼此相爱。
We should love one another.
你不能接纳人，人家怎么会接纳你呢
？If you don't receive others, how can others receive you?
那么耶稣的交代。
When Jesus taught us,
我们看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew 7.
第十二节。
12.
七章十二节。
7, 12.
所以你无论何事，你们愿意人怎样对待你们，你们也要怎样的对待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。 所以你要人家对你怎么样
？When you want people how to respect you，
你要按照这样子来对待人。
You have to do the same way first。
这个就是爱人如己的道理。
This is to love your neighbor as yourself。
你不能只有人家爱你
，and you cannot only receive the love from others。
你不要爱人家。
You don't want to love others。
这不乎神的道理。
This is not the truth of God。
彼此薄饼。
Therefore, breaking the bread，
乃是彼此相爱。
Which is love one another。
那么第三点。
The third point。
那彼此祷告。
We pray for one another。
在哥林多前书第十二章
，In the First Corinthians chapter 12，
要写上了这个我们是主耶稣的身体
，Saying we are the member of Christ，
我们都是肢体
，We are all members，
所以要彼此照顾
，We have to take care one another。
怎么照顾呢
？How can you take care？
我们只要以这个啊肉体方面能做到的来帮助。
Of course, physically, if we can do it, we try to help。
那么再来呢，就是要祷告。
On the other hand, we have to pray。
那当时使徒时代的教会
，At that time。When the apostolic time,
他们就能够彼此交接
，and they can do fellowship，
能够彼此擘饼
，breaking the bread。
最要紧的就是彼此代祷
，and most important is intercede for one another。
那要为什么祷告
？Why do we need prayer？
为了我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹祷告
，is pray for brothers and sisters。
因为我们带着肉体
，because we are in the flesh。
难免有时候软弱
，and more or less we will get weak。
主耶稣当时为了祷告
，at that time when Jesus was prayer，
他带了三个门徒
，he brought three。
这个、到山上
apostle, went up to the mountain for prayer.
祷告下来的时候
after the prayer,
看到三个门徒都已经睡着了
he saw the three disciples were sleeping.
耶稣叫他们
Jesus wake him up.
他们醒过来的时候眼睛这么大
when they wake up, they are astonished.
耶稣说你们不可跟我片刻的警醒吗
and can you just be alert for a moment with me?
他们也准备要警醒
and they are get ready for be alert.
耶稣上山去祷告了
Jesus went to the mountain.
一回来的时候，三个又睡着了。
When he returned again, they fall in asleep.
那么第三次也是一样的。
Same thing third time.
耶稣说了。
Jesus said,
你们要警醒。
You have to be alert.
祷告。
And pray.
因为你们的心灵固然愿意。
Because although your heart is willing,
你们的肉体却是软弱的。
But your flesh is weak.
所以主耶稣对这个祷告啊，也是非常的要紧。
Therefore, Jesus quite emphasized on prayer.
使徒们他们对祷告。
Disciples, they are emphasized on prayer. They are see important.
今天我们的真教会
Same thing to true church.
要能够复兴起来
In order to revive the true church.
跟使徒时代一样
Just like the apostolic time. 要靠
着我们大家的祷告
We need everybody's prayer.
我们要为谁祷告
What should we pray for?
第一个要为传道祷告
First of all, pray for the preacher.
为传道祷告，他们有胆量
To give them the strength.
有口才
To have the talent.
能够传这个传备的道理
To preach the complete truth.
我们看以弗所书
Let's turn to Ephesians.
看以弗所书的第六章
Ephesians 6,
啊十八节
verse 18.
靠着圣灵，随时多方的祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不懈，为众圣徒祈求。第十九节
19.
也要为我祈求，使我得到口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。这个地方保罗写给以弗所教会。
Here Paul wrote the letter to Ephesians.
就勉励以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹。
And encourage them.
要随时多方的祷告。
You should pray for all occasions.
啊，不要厌倦。
Do not be tired.
要警醒。
You should be alert.
也要为信徒祷告。
You should pray for members.
那么还要为他祷告。
Also pray for Paul.
虽然保罗非常的坚强。
Although Paul is strong.
他还求大家帮助他祷告。
But still, he asked the prayer from everyone.
所以我有时候到各处教会去。
Sometimes I visit all churches.
我都请大家要为传道祷告。
I ask brother and sister pray for the preachers.
让他有这个充足的智慧。
To allow them have the full knowledge.
要讲明神的道理。
To proclaim God's word.
让一些这个慕道者能够听得非常的清楚
To allow the true seeker to understand clearly
要能够兼顾弟兄姐妹
To enhance the faith of brothers and sisters
能够阐明真理的道
To explain well the truth
得救的福音
The salvation
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹能够得到造就
Would allow all brothers and sisters to be edified
是要靠着弟兄姐妹爱心的祷告
What you need is you need to pray
那么还要求主耶稣来帮助这个施工人员身体健康
And to ask Jesus to help all the holy workers
你要参与教会的圣工
When you involve in church work
一定要有健康的身体
You should have a healthy body
如果没有健康的身体
If you don't have a healthy body
他的工作不能逾期下去
Then his work cannot continue
所以我们要求主耶稣来帮助传道
Therefore we have to ask Jesus to help our preacher
帮助教会的负责人
To help all the person in charge
帮助教会的事工人员。
To help all the sacred worker in the church.
那我们彼此也要代祷。
Then we have to intercede for one another.
朋友乃是要亲热。
Friends, you have to get close.
那么兄弟为患难而生。
Brother was born for trouble.
所以谁不去帮助祷告？
And for those people who want to meet,
就是我们大家要来祷告。
Everyone should pray for it.
所以没有爱心。
Without the love,
没有办法交接。
Then we cannot communicate.
道理不能彼此交通。
We cannot communicate with one another with truth. If you have love,
才能够交通的。
Then we can communicate.
没有爱心。
Without a love,
没有办法彼此剥饼。
We cannot break the bread.
没有爱心。
Without the love,
不能彼此代祷。
We cannot intercede for one another.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.
来唱诗。